This episode is brought to you by the Inspire Collection by Kalia. Just because you're working out doesn't mean you shouldn't look fabulous. The Inspire Collection by Kalia was designed with both style and performance in mind. It looks good, feels good, and stays put no matter how you move. And the collection has everything you need for a day at the gym. A support bra, crop tanks, bike shorts, amazing leggings, and more. It's their most versatile collection yet. Shop the Inspire Collection by Kalia now, exclusively at Dick's Sporting Goods.
Hello, and welcome to Unequal Sequel
Extra.
It's that time of the week again when we get a nice cocktail of sequel goodness that we can gulp down and refresh you all through our fun times. Rich is laughing again from my intro.
He's getting worse.
No, not good? Not good again?
No.
How would you done it then?
I don't know, mate, but I wouldn't have done the ASMR bit.
Well, I didn't want to go gulp. Yeah, I don't know what the noise of drinking is.
Yeah. Apologies to the listeners, I'm a little bit croaky. I've got a sore throat.
Some may say sexy.
Nah, not so many. Much. not many.
But apart from that, you're ill again.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same illness, just affecting different bits of me. So, yeah.
You're such a lucky duck.
I'm such a lucky man. Yeah, My feet hurt too, if you like. You know, what does it know about that?
Well, we've had a busy couple of days, you know, with work and our fun events.
We have, yeah. Yeah, we've been recording for Series 4.
Very exciting.
Yeah. And we've been into that there London.
We went to Big City.
We did, yeah. But into that there, London, to the Prince Charles Cinema, not renaming itself to the King's Charles Cinema before anyone says. Yeah. They've got a big sign on the door that says, no, we are not renaming. And we watched, what did we watch, Dave?
We watched Clerks 3.
Yes, we did. Something that I've been looking for a long time. I've been looking forward to this. For what feels like ages.
Yeah, so people will know that last year we celebrated the 15th year anniversary of Clerks 2.
We did, yeah. So, and this is what, set 16 years later? I think it's present day, isn't it?
Yes, so this is now the third of the Clerks franchise. I think we're now officially allowed to call it a franchise.
Yeah.
In the Viewerskews.
It's the Viewerskew universe, which I think the Viewerskew universe is the franchise.
Directed by Kevin Smith.
It's a trilogy in the franchise. Yeah.
And it was a film we're both looking forward to massively. We went to a slightly early screening. It was playing in a few cinemas before the release on the 16th, which is the day this comes out.
Oh. So we've got to say spoiler alert, because I imagine very few people will have seen this movie at the point of this podcast coming out. Because like you say, it's only released today. But yeah, so there will be massive spoilers in this podcast because we can't talk about this movie without spoiling it, I'm afraid.
It's more spoilery than I thought it was going to be. Stuff happens that surprised me a lot and gave me all the feels. And I wasn't prepared.
I wasn't prepared.
Before we dive into it, let's go into the fun time synopsis that you've probably rehearsed and planned.
Not at all, because we watched it last night. I went to bed. I've been at work, and I've just got home from work, and we're recording right now. So no rehearsal or plans, but I have slightly given it more thought than the 3 seconds of thought I normally give a synopsis we talk about. So Clerks 3 takes place... like I said, 16 years later, the Clerks 2, Dante and Randall back in the Quick Stop, which they now own, but still kind of bored, stood behind a counter serving customers they don't like. All is the same. They're playing hockey on the roof. They're doing the same old things they did in Clerks 1 until Randall has a massive heart attack, nearly dies, very 20% chance of living, but lives, and has a bit of an epiphany that... he doesn't want to just stay behind the counter anymore. He wants to make movies. So he decides he's going to make a movie, write a movie, which he does in one night, which is impossible, about working people working in the Quick Stop, in a convenience store. And, yeah, ropes in all the usual suspects, all the customers, all the kind of people you would expect to come back from Clerks, and some from Clerks 2 kind of come back and get involved. And it's basically a shot-for-shot remake of Clerks, Randall's movie. Mm. And there is a surprising and heartfelt ending.
Yeah. Another warning. Spoilers.
Yeah.
Please
yeah.
turn off if you don't want to know what
we did
what
say.
Happens.
We did say spoilers.
I'm just giving them another chance because they might have missed the first one.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Now this is the second one. This is going to be a spoiler special
yeah, yeah.
podcast. Because we feel that to really delve into this movie that we have to talk about things, plot holes that happen. And that is the ending and the bits that go along with it and the people that pop up in it. And basically, like Rich said, yeah, the movie makes it pretty much Clerks 1 and 2. Directed by Kevin Smith, big man. Yeah. Rich here is a big
Kevin Smith fan. I'm a big fan, yeah, definitely. Very much looking forward to, like I say, very much looking forward to this movie because... I think it's fair to say that Kevin Smith's been somewhat in the wilderness for a while. And I was sort of probably since Clerks 2, if I'm honest. And just sort of looking forward to, I was hoping for kind of a return to greatness.
And did you get it?
I don't think so.
This is how we left it. You would think when we went to the cinema together, we would talk about it. We did our best not to talk about it.
Yeah, we really did try not to talk about it.
And we both said we don't know what our feelings are. We have to think about it a bit more. So this is the first time we've really delved in it together. And you don't think it worked? Not all of it? Not on any of it?
No, some of it is very, very good. And some of it is very, very flat. And it kind of left me feeling very confused about how I felt about it as a movie. I need to watch it another 3 or 4 times. I think.
Oh, that many times.
Yeah. I'm going to have to watch it a few more times to like get right into it. But I can't.
I don't think if you're not a Kevin Smith fan and you're not a fan of his early movies, there's not a lot here for you. Just basically because of its reliance so much on Clerks and Clerks 2.
Means a lot to you if you know Kevin Smith, essentially. Yeah. If you are a fan of Kevin Smith, you know his journey. There is a lot about his life in this movie that, you know, you can relate to. There's a thing about it, Randall needing $27,552, which is exactly what it cost Kevin Smith to make Clerks. If you know those things...
And the heart attack.
Kevin Smith had a massive heart attack that his doctor told him they called the Widowmaker, like they have in the movie for Randall. And he had a 20% chance of survival and he did survive and then completely changed his life. You know, and it does. So if you know this stuff about Kevin Smith, if you are a fan of Kevin Smith, then all this stuff, you go, oh, yeah, this is really good. I'm getting to, you know, he's making this stuff about himself. If you're not and you're the casual viewer, you're like, this is inconsequential.
And if you're already a person that doesn't like Kevin Smith movies.
Oh, yeah, you're not going to like
this. This is not going to bring you to
the party. It's very Kevin Smith. Very, very Kevin Smith. And it's really nice to have Randall and Dante back. And I think they are the best thing about this movie by a long stretch.
Mm.
You know, their chemistry is still good. They're like a bickering married couple who are really good together. And they work really well together. And that is definitely the highlight of this movie. I think there are other bits. I think the comedy falls down a bit, actually.
Yeah, it loses in some points, not being funny, but I think everyone puts in a decent shift. I think Elias, the character's really funny. Maybe the MVP for me. Jay and Silent Bob are just Jay and Silent Bob for it. They have a great time, and every time they come on camera, you think, brilliant, that's Jay and Silent Bob. You wonder how they were going to get Rosario Dawson's Becky into it. I think they did that quite nicely, unexpectedly. Did you?
Yeah, I think so.
So basically, guys, she's died.
Yeah.
Very much after the events of Clerks 2, it seems.
Absolutely. And at that point, straight after the events of Clerks 2, essentially.
And that is including the unborn child. So Dante has been living with that for 16 years. I think that's all quite nicely done. And the way they, because sometimes when they only have a big actress for a certain amount of time, you're worried how much effect they're going to have in the movie. Rosario Dawson does brilliant.
A really good job.
And she's really well written.
Yeah, she's really well written, yeah.
Into the story. Yeah. And I have to say, the last 20 minutes, I think possibly could be Kevin Smith's best writing.
I think you're probably right. I think that it starts really strongly. I think it completely loses its way in the middle. Mm. And then it ends really strongly.
Yeah.
And I would include, there's a nice little message in the credits from Kevin Smith as well, which I don't know if everyone's going to get that. Or if it's just the preview screenings.
I think that's going to be an all. So basically, there's a mid to end credit teaser, not teaser, spoiler. Not teaser,
yeah. No, neither of those things, really. Just I don't know, it's just Kevin Smith saying thank you to the fans, isn't it, really?
It's very nice. I really enjoyed that. Soundtrack's great. Great needle drop, especially at the beginning. Black Parade, My Chemical Romance. I thought that was great, the way it started.
Every band in the soundtrack is from New Jersey.
Is that true?
Very much a love letter to New Jersey. It's Kevin Smith's first film since Clerks that he's 100% filmed in New Jersey.
Oh, okay. So
it's all very much that kind of Jersey kind of feeling.
Yeah, yeah. So should we talk about the ending?
Yeah, I guess we probably should. So, like I say, let's talk about the start before we talk about the
okay.
end. So I think the movie starts really strongly. So they're back in the quick stop. You realise quite early on it's Becky, isn't it?
Yes.
It Becky? Yeah, that Becky has died. Randall's wife, partner?
No, Dante's partner.
Dante's partner has died. So you know, from Clerks 2. And then Randall kind of has his heart attack, and actually quite that the scene of him having his heart attack, the stuff in the hospital, what's the name from The Mandalorian who's his doctor,
is that who that is? The voice sounded familiar.
Yeah, she's oh god, what's her name? I'm gonna have to look it up on IMDb now.
Okay, press pause. I can talk about, I liked the way they treat the friendship. I think, well, did I? I was thinking earlier. I like the way it's written about friendship, and it gets you thinking about your friends and your future and your past and live the moment kind of thing. I thought that was all really nice and really touching, actually. But Randall has always been a character that's, you either love him or hate him. It depends what he's doing on the screen. He's not a nice guy, really.
No.
But he is a nice guy. It's a weird balance, especially, he doesn't seem to be a brilliant friend. But then he is also Dante's best friend.
Yes.
I don't know what that says.
Yeah, it's kind of a love-hate relationship, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Like Randall gets a lot out of the relationship.
I felt Clerks 2 was a Randall movie. Where do you think this lies? And first of all, Clerks was a Dante movie.
Yeah, so Clerks is a Dante movie. So originally, Kevin Smith, when he wrote Clerks, wrote Randall for him. So yeah. Randall was going to be his. So Randall kind of gets all the
best lines
and the good jokes. And I think he kind of, Kevin, so that way Dante kind of felt like the one that he felt affection for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because Kevin Smith feels affection for that character.
Well, I think Dante is also kind of based on himself because he's the one.
Amy Sedaris is who I'm talking about.
There we go. Pause, guys. Back to that.
There we go. Amy Sedaris,
I knew her voice. She was great.
Yeah, and she's in The Mandalorian, and there's lots of Mandalorian and Star Wars jokes between her not knowing what Star Wars is and Randall getting annoyed. Anyway, sorry, carry on.
Oh, you were talking.
Oh yeah, what was I saying? So Randall was the one that Kevin Smith wanted to be. Dante was kind of like his affection for his friendships. And so Clerks was about Dante. I think that Randall then became a bit more about Randall, I guess, in Clerks too.
But only really because he's been in your 30s and still being in the same spot.
Yeah, pretty much.
Which I At that point, I wasn't 30, I was in my 20s, but I was in a job like that that I hated.
I think we can all relate to a little bit.
All massive relate to.
I do think that Kevin Smith is now, it's been so much of his life that he's been away from that kind of world.
Mm.
You know, he's not been working a job that he hates for so long now. It feels like he's lost the insider jokes. Do you know? I
kind of agree with that, but I don't think anyone else writes like Kevin Smith.
No, true.
Like those big balls, like dialogue chunks. I mean, yeah. Tarantino does it, but does it very differently.
Yeah, yeah. And do you know what I think was missing from this? Was a pop culture monologue. You know, we had the Death Star one in Clerks. We had Lord of the Rings versus Star Wars in Clerks 2. And we didn't really get one.
We had a bit of a mixture of everything. There was also the Jesus stuff that was quite funny on point.
Yeah, it was, but it's not kind of pop culture that I was, you know, I was hoping for a, you know, insightful.
An updated trilogy. What's the newer trilogy now?
Well, not, I mean, it could have been about the new Star Wars trilogy. I'm surprised there wasn't.
Yeah, there was a few Last Jedi.
Yeah, there's jokes. A few little things on that, but... Yeah, I was expecting more. I was looking forward to a night Randall doing a nice pop culture rant.
Yeah.
Like, you know, along those lines. But it didn't happen. And, you know, that's fine. These things change, but I'm a bit sad about it.
Because it feels familiar, but then unfamiliar at the same time, I reckon, Clerks 3. Like you, I feel I'm going to have to watch it a couple more times to really settle on it and decide if I love it or not.
It's a very over-romanticized view of what Kevin Smith's life was like 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Right? It's not kind of...
Well, yeah. He's not the same person anymore.
Though. No, exactly. He's definitely not the same person anymore. He's literally half the man he used to be.
That's true, but he's also making the movies that he wants to make. He doesn't really give in to anything. And he gives what the fans want, I guess. Yeah. At this point, I was expecting a Clerks 3 a few years ago. I always hoped there'd be another chapter of these two characters that see what they're doing now they had the quick stop back.
And do you know what? As much as I was looking forward to Clerks 3, I sort of wish that he'd go back to slightly more challenging stuff. Like, I think he does his best work when it's not the same thing as he did last time. So, you know, I think... He went from Clerks to Mallrats, which was a slight departure. He went from Mallrats to Chasing Amy, which is another departure. Is that the right way around? I don't know.
It is.
And then he went to Dogma, which is another departure. I wish he'd kind of like be creative a bit more outside of this.
Are you saying he went back to the Well too quickly?
Yeah, and I think it's fine to go back to the Viewers universe, but it's a universe. It's not a quick stop, you know, it's a universe. Let's give us more of the universe.
Does that universe have to have these characters in somewhere?
It has to have Jay and Silent Bob in it. But that's it.
Your rule, is it?
That's it, I think. I think that's the Viewersk universe's rule, Jay and Silent Bob in it. I have to say, I felt Bob was a little bit chopsy. He wasn't silent enough for me.
I always enjoy when he gets his lines because I think Kevin Smith can act, and I think he can deliver dialogue very well.
He definitely can.
Jason Mewes is having the best time again.
Yeah, he is, absolutely, with his new teeth.
He looks great now.
But I think with Silent Bob, the thing he comes out with is normally really like profound and heartfelt. And again, I don't think it felt quite so profound this time.
Do you feel like he could have dropped something at the end after the sad finish?
Okay, let's talk about the end. We're at the end. Let's talk about it.
The end, basically, guys, is Dante dies.
Yeah.
He also has a massive heart attack after a giant argument with Randall.
Yeah, where he basically says, I'm done with you. I'm done with all of this shit.
And I thought it was really nicely done, but then I was kind of thinking about it. I think Dante and Randall never have that... I mean, Randall shows him the video of the movie he made, and then Dante instantly dies. But
I think Dante dies whilst watching it.
Yeah.
And there's a really nice scene with him and Rosario Dawson.
That bit's lovely. I think there should have been a scene maybe with Randall and Dante saying, actually, Randall knowing that Dante forgiven him.
I think he knew. I think that you don't see that. I'm fine with that because I don't think you get that.
I still
in real
choked
life.
Up a lot.
Yeah, I had a lump in my throat.
I wasn't expecting it. I thought it was going to be joke, donkey show, end kind of
thing.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, there was a donkey show reference, wasn't there?
Yeah, yeah, that's good. And then there was this heartfelt, and I wasn't expecting Dante to die.
Me neither. No.
He was the hero of the story.
He's battling grief all the way through this movie. This movie is as much about grief as it is about anything else.
It's about a lot of things.
Yeah, and I think it's, you know, he really does battle that grief. And actually, it's sad that he dies, but I didn't have a lump in my throat because I was sad that he'd died. I had kind of a lump in my throat because I was happy he was back with the love of his life.
Yeah.
And they were off to go and see their daughter. You know, it was like kind of happy, sad, you know? And that's how it's played. And I liked that. I think that's really good. And in the cinema we were in, the audience we watched it with, it's the first time I think I've ever been in a cinema that got a round of applause at the end of the movie.
Well, we were watching it, we're very pro Kevin Smith.
Yeah, that was we were.
First day it was out.
And yeah.
Prince Charles Theatre, which he's famous for coming to and doing Q&A.
Absolutely, and it was
there.
The first time, not even the first day it's out, it's like the first day it's previewed kind of thing.
Yeah, it was
out.
The second screening. So there's one in the daytime, and then there's one after work we went to. So... yes, a round of applause, lovely.
But yeah, that's the first time I think I've ever
really first. I've seen a few,
but for a film that I don't think was amazing, I think a round of applause speaks a lot for his fan base. Essentially,
I think the fans are going to be happy. Yeah. I think they're also going to be unexpected that happens.
Yeah,
and the way it happens, the way it's handled.
True.
And I think I'm going to have to say Jeff Anderson as Randall at that point does really well. His acting.
I think Jeff Anderson's actually the best. I know you said that you thought Elias.
Elias
is the best
made me laugh every time he was on screen.
I think Jeff Anderson's the best thing in it. I think his acting chops have really improved.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
He's aged pretty well.
He has, yeah.
Because this is now 28 years older.
His hair looks even more ridiculous.
Well, his mullet is ridiculous. But looks good with a cap.
It does, yeah. It looks much better with a cap than it does without the cap. But yeah, he's aged very well. I think he did a really good job. And to be honest, I know you really liked Elias. I think I could take or leave him, to be honest.
I just thought he gives up. Well, he's very religious. That made me laugh. And then Jesus didn't help him, so he turns to Satan, basically. He turns to... makes me laugh. And every time you saw him, he was kind of wearing a different costume. And he got more and more outrageous and ridiculous. And that made me chuckle.
Yeah, it did. It was, but again, I feel like, I don't know, I just felt that some of those jokes didn't quite land for me.
Did you not think it was a smooth ride? As in, do you think the Jay and Silent Bob stuff worked in it as well?
Story? I'm not going to say this very often, but I worked perfectly fine without them.
I think it would as well. I was trying to think of the scenes they were in today. I was like, they were in none of the real standout moments.
No. That's what I mean. It's like normally
I had fun with them on screen, but I wouldn't say they're pivotal to the plot.
No, not at all. No, not in any sense. And normally that's the thing with Jay and Silent Bob, is they're really separate and you think these guys are really pointless side characters, but then they come into the story, make a massive effect on that story, and then kind of peter off again and go and smoke some weed. But I don't feel like they did that. Like, it didn't really affect the trajectory of the movie like they have done in others.
Yeah, but that's not a bad thing, surely.
No. Sometimes. No, but it's...
I don't know how I feel, Rich.
It's their thing, right? It's the thing that they do. And, you know, that's why I like
I would
them.
Say you're a bigger Kevin Smith fan than me. I really like his early
probably.
Work, but...
like, I don't think there's a Kevin Smith movie, apart from Yoga Hosers, maybe, that I don't really like.
Love the man. Love his podcast. I could listen to him talk all day.
Yeah.
I think
he was a proper inspiration for me. Like, I went to film school because of Kevin Smith, essentially. I went to uni because of
Kevin Smith. I think there's a whole generation that is.
And so we wouldn't have met if it wasn't for Kevin Smith. Because
God bless that man.
So, yeah, I wouldn't have done any of that. because he, you know, he was a guy who looked, I mean, not exactly like me, but a little bit like me.
Yeah.
And he smoked weed and liked comic books, which is something that I did. So, you know, we could kind of relate. And, you know, just the story of him selling his comic books and racking up his credit card debt to make this movie that he had a vision for, you know, whilst working a crappy customer service job that I was doing at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's just a real kind of inspiration. Like, yeah, my life was in a place I didn't particularly want it to be after having some plans that didn't work out. You know, seemed like a cool thing to do to go and be Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
Didn't quite work either.
That didn't work out either.
But I'll tell you what I did think while I was watching this. I was like, we could scrape together some money and make a movie.
He's still got that
We've
dream.
Got it in us, Dave. We've got it in us. We could make a movie.
Yeah, I believe we could. I think he's still inspiring people now.
Yeah, oh yeah. He must be.
I was watching Clerks today, and I think I said to you yesterday, it looks shit, Clerks now, but I think that was hardened. I was looking back on it today. I was like, they've done a really good cleanup job on the version I was watching.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
and it is funny. And watching it back, I started to get a lot more of the jokes that were last night. So if you haven't seen Clerks 3 and you're listening to this, why? Because we warned you. But I would go back and watch Clerks 1, Clerks 2, Clerks 3. I think you'll get a lot more out of it.
Yeah. And I think I know Clerks 1 and 2 pretty well. Like, you know, maybe not quite beat for beat, but I could probably like reel you off big chunks of script.
Mm.
So, but even I would quite like to go back and watch them and then watch this just to maybe catch everything.
Yeah. What do you think the future is now?
Well, it's Mallrats 2, isn't it? That's already slated.
So you don't think? But for Clerks, do you think
they Clerks won't... is done? Clerks is
this
done.
Is, yeah, I yeah, think yeah. this is the final chapter. This, I think, don't yeah, think Clerks, they should ever.
Clerks is 100% done.
New generation?
No. Nah, leave it alone.
I think it was a really nice way of leaving it.
Yeah. Kevin Smith, if you're listening, I absolutely fucking love you, man. Leave Clerks alone. It's done. You've done it. You know, that's it.
It was a solid movie, this one.
Yeah. Like I say, far from perfect. Far from perfect.
I've always liked Mallrats more than Clerks as well.
I like Dogma the most. Dogma's my favourite. So, you know.
Clerks got charms, and I really enjoy Clerks 2. Go back and listen to our 15th year anniversary one we did last year. I can't believe that's a year ago now already, how much that's come out. And you can listen to how much we do enjoy it and appreciate that film.
Yeah.
I think when I go back to this film, I'm going to enjoy it just as much, really. I think I'm going to sit there and laugh and giggle and enjoy all the performances. Did I fall head over heels? No.
Mm.
Did it make me tear up? Yes. Did it make me give the feels? Unexpectedly, yes. And I think for that point alone, I think it's good. As in, you know what I mean? I wasn't expecting that, and it gave me all the warm, fuzzy feelings at the end. And I was like, I didn't think these characters had it in them to make me feel that way.
No, I agree. I agree with you. But I do think there will be people who watch this movie who hate it.
Oh.
A good proportion of the people who end up watching this movie will hate it. It will be interesting to see, because I try and avoid reviews and critic stuff before we talk about it, and it'll be interesting to go back and have a look and see what critics have thought of it, because I imagine some will love it and lots will love it, lots will hate it, but it's the people in the middle I'm interested in.
It's the non-regular filmy people that will hate it.
Yeah.
So if you're in the film world and you love cinema and whatever, and you're then and Kevin Smith is going to be a big part of that, I reckon. You're going to know him.
Well, I don't know, though, actually. I think people who...
My wife will not like this film.
I don't think
she'll like any of the Clerks. No.
But then there are people who... There are lots of people in the film world who don't like Kevin Smith at all. They don't rate him. You know, he's not a proper filmmaker to them. Doesn't make serious movies. And so I think there's going to be lots of critics out there who really hate this.
What I've seen, I think it's been quite warm.
Yeah. Oh, really? That's good. Yeah. I'm glad about that.
I think, like I said, it's going to be those people that don't go to the cinema much and watch
I think that, yeah, they would. They definitely won't like it. I worry that some people will turn against or be against it from the start.
Do you think any Clerks fans would be disappointed by it? Do you think they'd be angry that they killed off Dante or didn't use Rosario Dawson?
I don't see how you can be. If you're a Kevin Smith fan, if you're a Clerks fan, you know the score. You know.
He's got a blueprint now, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah. You know what's coming. You know what this movie's going to be like. You're not going to expect it, but I can't see you're not going to expect the end.
Yeah, and there's some great cameos in there. Affleck's in there.
As a different all the cameos.
Character. Justin Long is very funny again. Yeah. He's his little, I think.
Sarah Michelle Gellar. There's Freddie Prinze Jr. Yeah, there's lots of cameos, but in a way where like Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back kind of thing stretches all the cameos through the movie, and it's almost like, look who Kevin Smith's mates with, look at all the famous people I know. This at least kind of condenses all those cameos into one place.
Yeah.
And so you kind of like get through them okay. But that's kind of a low point for me, actually. That's when it starts dropping.
Where it dipped for me is when they just kept dragging, I'm going to use the word dragging out, the remaking of Clerks. Do you reckon that's where it started to wane itself down a bit?
Definitely.
Feel a bit long?
Yeah.
Do I have to be the man that brings up the duration?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it felt too long for me. I definitely didn't feel too long, but it did drag in that bit in the middle. Yeah. Like, it's got a soggy bottom.
It just dips ever so slightly. Yeah, yeah. It bubbles along nicely. Like I said, I love the beginning. I thought that was really nice.
Beginning's great. The ending's great.
Veronica coming back is very funny.
The middle is... And you're right. It's the remaking. It's all the remaking of the Clerks shots, which are nice if you're a big fan of Clerks and you'd be like, they're keeping the shutters closed. Yeah, I know. We talked about that. You know, that's nice, but it's just for the fans. It's not for the movie.
But isn't this film was always just for the fans? It was never going to be trying. But
you can make a movie that appeals to the fans and has a decent cohesive story, which this does in parts.
A decent
cohesive original story doesn't need that flabby bit in the middle that, you know, you can do in kind of two or three shots what they did in 20 minutes, you know.
that's kind of true. Like a quick old montage, yeah.
Yeah, you didn't need all of that stuff.
Oh.
Like, you know, like Jay and Silent Bob and like dancing and Jay not wanting to dance in front of people. I imagine that's probably what happened in real life.
Yeah. They've taken over the video store and
turned into a weed shop. Yeah.
And they didn't realise it was a video store. It was only today when I was watching Clerks that I realised the whole dental school was a callback as well.
Yeah, yeah.
That goes on for about 3 minutes. I was like, okay, dental school.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah. There are a few bits that just, it's lingering on a joke that was such a small joke in the first one that it begins to get a bit like, all right, okay, all right. You spent longer rehashing a joke from the first movie than the joke in the first movie was in the first place. You know, that kind of, why it falls down the middle. Having said that, it's definitely worth watching. It's very enjoyable parts. And I enjoyed it. So there we go. We're doing what we always do, being like, these are all the terrible things about it, but it's good.
I would never say the words terrible.
No, not terrible.
And I wouldn't even use the words disappointed.
There's nothing terrible about it. It's just a bit flat.
And it's a well-made film, if you're looking at the way like Clerks and now this.
Yeah. And there's some real insights into kind of filmmaking on a micro budget. Like, you know, there are some actual insights in it. So that's nice.
Do I dare ask the questions of unequal sequel, yes or no, and your rating? We've got to wrap this up.
Oh, unequal sequel based on Clerks 2.
Did you enjoy this more than Clerks 1 or 2? That should be one of my other questions. Where would you put this? Let's rank them quickly. Today.
Okay. The way I feel right now,
right
this minute, and it might change on multiple watches, I think it's my least favourite of the three.
What's your best favourite of the three?
2. Clerks 2.
So exactly the same as mine.
I think today, and that might change, and it probably has been different in the past, so please don't shoot me if in our Clerks 2 episode I said Clerks was better. I can't remember. I'm talking about today. Like,
I think Rosario Dawson's brilliant in that film, and she makes me believe that she falls in love with Dante's character in any other universe.
Yeah.
I would never believe that would happen. And she does it again in Clerks 3.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
So you're going to say this is an unequal sequel.
It's an unequal sequel because it's not as good as 2.
Agreed. I agree with you. And now we go for the rating. Ladies and gentlemen, we hold our breath.
Out of 7.
Most ridiculous thing in the world.
I know. I love that our ratings are out of 7. You know?
Yeah, because they mean nothing.
If we ever get on Rotten Tomatoes, it's going to really screw up their rating system. I think it's a 4.5.
Okay.
I think it's a 4.5 out of 7. It's better than the middle.
That is solid. That is a lot more. I thought you were going to say 4. I'm between a 4
and a 4.5.
It probably
gets an extra half for being Kevin Smith. Like, there you go.
In that case, it's going to be a 7 because I love it, man. Yeah, but I don't love all his films. No. Like you said.
I mean, I probably like them more than you do. I know you really didn't like. Was it Tusk you didn't like? Or
Tusk, Cop Out, and all.
Yeah, Cop Out's not great.
I like Red State, though. It's quite
Red
fun.
Red State is good. I like Red State. Red State was a surprise. And I really quite like that. I like Jersey Girl. And you know what?
I can't really get on board with that a little bit.
I like it. Watch it again, mate. When was the last time you watched it?
Trying to remember. Not too long ago, actually. I think I did about probably 6 years ago, to be honest.
So that's quite long ago. I'd say watch it again. Watch it again. Fresh eyes. It's not in the Viewersk universe, so don't put it in that realm. But watch it again.
Okay.
I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. I think it's better than it got credit for.
I'll come back at you, maybe, on our end of month special.
Yeah, good one.
If I remember to watch it. I would also say a 4.5. I think if you're a Kevin Smith fan, you'll be more than happy.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Go and watch it. And if you're not a Kevin Smith fan, you just listen to this and... If you haven't watched any of his movies, go watch Clerks 1-2.
Yeah. Go and watch Clerks 1 and 2, then go watch this at the cinema.
Because you're missing. Clerks is a big, big piece of its time, and it does hold up and appreciate the man's writing because no one else writes like Kevin Smith.
You're right. Yeah, you're right.
And lots of people have tried.
And then once you've watched those, go and watch Mallrats and Chasing Amy and Dogma and Jane Silent Bob Strike Back, and then probably just stop there.
And then just go watch Evening with Kevin Smith.
Yeah. Watch Jersey Girl as well. Jersey Girl's good.
And watch bloody Jersey Girl. And what about the reboot?
I'm not a big fan of the reboot. No, it's all right. It's all right. Yeah. We'd have to do a Kevin Smith ranking at some point.
Yeah.
Although if you do want a Kevin Smith ranking, go and look at there's a Sequelizers live stream on YouTube that I was lucky enough to be able to be a guest on, which is a Kevin Smith kind of World Cup of Kevin Smith movies. And so you can see which one came out on top.
Yeah. Also, we're dropping people that we've had previous guests. Mark and me, Mark Woodyat, had Jeff Anderson and Brian O'Hallon on his most recent episode.
I'm very jealous.
It's a wonderful, episode and interview. But that's, 4.5 from both of us. It is Go Watch. It is an unequal sequel, but we'd be interested to hear what you say.
Always.
So get in touch. Rich, can you tell them how to get in touch?
Absolutely.
And all that,
there is Twitter and Instagram. We're at unequal sequel on both of those. We have our email address, which is unequalsequel@hotmail.com. There's also our website, unequalsequel.com. I made it and I can't remember. unequalsequel.com. Get in touch with us those ways. We are soon to be launching a Patreon. We actually worked on it on the train home yesterday from London.
We did. I've got to confirm it.
So we were working. We've sorting out the Patreon. And tell us what you think of Clerks. Get Clerks 3. Do that on and we'll read all that out on our end of month roundup. If you like what you've heard, maybe you've joined us today because you're a really big Kevin Smith fan, and you wanted to hear what Clerks 3 was all about and what we thought of it. Well, go back and listen to all our other episodes. We've got 3 series of interview episodes to go and listen to. They are excellent. Loads of extra episodes. They are Yeah, average. It's just me and Dave. We didn't have the brilliant people.
Don't pick it up too much.
Go back, hit that subscribe button. We'll drop into your pod shop of choice at least once a week. And yeah, whilst you're there, just give us a little like, give us a thumbs up, give us a tick, give us a heart, give us 5 stars. And if you are Apple Podcasts, write us a little review. We'd love that. That'd be really nice. Yeah. That
would be lovely.
There we go.
Thanks.
Happy days.
Good job. Good job. Another solid job there you've done there.
I'm properly starting to lose my voice now.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to wrap this up. Thank you for listening. Thank you for all the love you send us. We really appreciate that. I've got nothing else to say apart from, yeah, get those thoughts in so we can talk about them on our end of month specials. That would be coming up in 2 weeks, I think. No idea what next week's going to be, so that should be fun. It is now a bye-bye. Wait for this. I'm off.
I wonder what the smell was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, didn't think about that. And a bye-bye from him.
Bye!
We will see you next time. Over the hills and far away. Have a lovely week. Bye.